We have today the sad tale of the destruction of Jerusalem and the fall of the southern kingdom. Now the Lord did that because they weren't obeying him, but he had it written down so that we could hear it and we could learn that obeying God is not just a sort of an indoor sport. It's for everybody. And there are consequences to not obeying. And that's this first reading. So what do we do when we... Well, you see, that's the grace he gave us. Repentance. We can turn back. You know, I think I've told you before, the word in Hebrew for repentance is shuvah, and it comes from shuv, which means to return. Repenting means coming back to God. Not just, I'm sorry, please don't hit me. You know, it's coming back to God. So, they didn't. And so, this is God's land. He gave them this personally as a gift. And now he has to drive them out of it. And then we have this, the end of the Sermon on the Mount. This is Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Now we're at the end of 7. And the Lord is saying, if you listen to me, you'll be solidly built. But if you don't listen to me, you'll collapse. Again, that's based on a notion. The word for truth in Hebrew is emet, from which we get amen. It means to be solid. What is true is solid. And so, if we don't build our life on the Word of God, we won't be solid. But if we're zealous for this Word, try to seek it out, pray, ask the Lord for instruction, the Holy Spirit will instruct us. Imagine. God himself will tell us what to do because he loves us. And so the image is in that part of the world, it's kind of sandy. But under the sand are these, what do you call them? You know, there's rock, flat rock this way. And so, obviously, you look for that when you're going to build. Because if you don't, and when the rains come, not a lot of them. But when they come, they come. I've told you the story before about Honi, the circle drawer. Great holy rabbi. And there was a drought. And the spring rains were not coming. And with them, don't get the rain, you don't plant. You don't have any food. You see, with all our convenience, we just turn the faucet to get the water. You know. But, they said to Honi, pray to the Lord for rain. He prayed and prayed and nothing happened. Finally, he drew a circle in the ground. And he stood in the middle of it. And he said, Lord God, King of the universe, I will not move outside this circle until you give us rain. And boom, the rain came down. See, that's prayer. So, but the one who listens to these words of mine acts on them and will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. That is, on me. And he founds his life on me. And then the rains come, the floods come, but it did not collapse because it had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. And you know the rest. Now, this is the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the, if you're, you know, your brother, if, you know, someone slaps you on the cheek, turn the other one. Somebody tries to take your cloak, let him have your coat as well. See, act on these words, or else you're living your life, you've built it on sand, it won't last. And that's the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount. We get the idea, if we stay out of mortal sin, we're in good shape. Well, we're in marvelous shape compared to if we don't. But if we want to be with the Lord intimately, forever, starting now, we have to do what He tells us.